The Commercial Farmers Union is calling for the Zimbabwe government to freeze land seizures and agricultural policies. It says all those involved in agriculture should get together to rebuild the industry. Union President Doug Taylor Freem says Zimbabwe's economy is so fragile that something has to be done. Official records show that until it was destroyed, agriculture used to earn up to 40% of the country's annual foreign exchange.
We have observed that the economy is in trouble, particularly agriculture, and we sense that we can contribute something to fix that. We need a complete review of the policies that exist and give everybody some breathing space. Hence report for a moratorium on further land acquisitions and a moratorium on the present agricultural policies. And we're trying to create an atmosphere of reconciliation in the agricultural sector so that we can all move forward.
The union says the commercial farmers have the energy and capacity to again make Zimbabwe the breadbasket of the region and revitalize the country's reputation. Zimbabwe's Commercial Farmers Union included more than 4,000 white commercial farmers until land redistribution to blacks began in 2000. Now less than 300 of those commercial farmers remain on their land and say they are under pressure every day to move off. They say the pressure comes from district officials and does not appear to come from the central government. Union President Taylor Freem says stability must be created as a first step.
All land has been virtually acquired for one reason or another. The issue now is who uses that land. So I think that's the point where we come from. We acknowledge, despite there's a whole lot of problems related to government having acquired or nationalised land, but there has to be a debate on who can use it. We believe that there has to be farmers that have capacity to use it. And you know, we have a sector out there which some are still on the land, but under pressure. And there are those that would love the opportunity to farm again. When you look at the state of agriculture and look at the state of the economy, we need to find the right balances. And that's what we're seeking.
The Zimbabwe government is expected to begin approving long leases to white farmers still on their land to provide them with protection from harassment from district officials. The lands and agriculture ministers were not immediately available for comment. A government announcement is expected by the end of the week. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.